USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more than 30 years ago says she wants a full FBI investigation before she agrees to testify before the Senate Judiciary Panel. The panel has set such a hearing up for Monday, but Christine Blasey Ford hasn't said she'll attend yet. President Trump says,
if she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump speaking as he arrives in North Carolina to view flooding from Hurricane Florence.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
At least 35 deaths now blamed on Florence. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van that was taking them to a hospital was swept off the road by floodwaters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The woman convicted of assisting in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart back in 2002 has been released from Utah State Prison. 72-year-old Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars and was unexpectedly released 5 years ahead of schedule when the state parole board credited her with time served in federal custody. She pleaded guilty in 2010 to kidnapping Elizabeth Smart with her husband, Brian David Mitchell. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is optimistic solutions can be found, even though President Trump has been blaming her on Twitter as the reason a deal's not been done.
As usual, there are regional differences that come up. It's usually less about partisanship and more about regions and commodities that are grown.
The Democratic Senator Stabenow making her remarks during a teleconference when she received the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. Yesterday's ruling on so-called dark money donations, coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections, it's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll soon visit South Korea. Kim making the announcement today at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in at his side. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul this year. A Seoul summit with Kim Jong-un would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula was split after World War II. And the dictionary is growing again. The latest edition of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has 840 new words, including many that are, well, rather familiar to many people. New entries include adorbs, fave, mocktail, Instagramming, and airplane mode. Well, remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.